We are here on Earth to connect to Mother Earth. And one of the primary ways that we connect with Mother Earth is through our feet and our seat. And that also has to do with the root chakra and the Kundalini and the goddess energy of the root chakra. And so we're oriented towards a body embodied experience where we become our luminous nature, where we become resonant with the greater reality. And it's through allowing, through awakening the subtle energy in our being. And making this subtle energy a reality in our consciousness. So, if you could be sitting with your feet on the ground and in a comfy chair, you don't have to be sitting stiff and upright. It's better to be relaxed, not lying down, but relaxed. Okay. And then take a few deep breaths coming into your sacred space. We're here to participate in an experience that the Earth and the Sun are having. And we happen to live within the heart of Mother Earth and Father Sun. And so these solstice events are not about us. They're celestial experiences for the living beings of the cosmos. And when we participate from a perspective of we belong to the earth, we live in the heart of Mother Earth and Father Sun, we participate in a greater reality. And we benefit from aligning and attuning to this greater reality. We shift from a personal identity focus to an integrated harmony and coherence because our body, our cells, our being knows what's happening in the cosmos, and would love for us to acknowledge that, align with it, and not have to resist it or fight against it. So we're coming from a perspective where we live in the sphere of Mother Earth, Father Sun, and the greater reality. So I also had the solstice time wrong on the website. It was this morning. And so we are experiencing the waves of awakening that were initiated at the exact moment of the solstice. And that's how we'll begin with this, that we are experiencing waves and pulsing luminous codes that are pulsing through our being, attuning us to the shift that is occurring. And it's more than just one a moment. Usually the solstice is considered 3 days before, 3 days afterwards. And so it's a 6-day attunement. And you may have felt, the silence starting to come in a couple days ago. And so we are in this plasma intelligence and coherence that is existing between the sun and the earth. Take a moment to feel your breath, your sphere of being. And I say sphere of being because I don't want you to focus solely on the physical, but include your energy field, your sense of your emanation of being and your essence. And so it's a softer focus. Allow your focus to soften and deepen, connecting with your body, but within a greater sphere of being. So you can feel your shoulders, you can feel your feet on the ground, and you can also feel the space around and within you, the permeable consciousness that is your being. And allow that consciousness to harmonize with your cells, your fascia, your emotional body, your mental body. And it's an invitation. It's not something you actually do, but more you allow. And you soften into. So we will continue with those types of cues, and we need to be patient. We need to give ourselves time to shift into a softer focus, a deeper focus. And no matter where we start from, there's always more softening and more allowing. So during the solstice and equinox events, the sun and the earth lock into a coherent flow. It's as if two lovers have found each other and are held in each other's arms in perfect love and harmony. And we get to partake of that perfection. As we enter into ceremony, we go through a clearing and a cleansing. And that is a function of the abundant love, so that when we are participating and under the influence of these waves of love and pulses of love between Mother Earth and Father Sun, it's inevitable that our being will open up to this love and the light and will release any heaviness that we've accumulated. And that's why these quarterly ceremonies are so important. They help us renew and restore and clear the heavy energies that we create on a daily basis, on a minute-by-minute basis, living in the materialistic world that we live in. We're conditioned to actually aggregate heavy energy through the cultural conditioning. And that covers up our spirit, our essence, our light. And so we have to go through a purification, which happens when we ground with Mother Earth through our feet and start circulating the energy that arises up from the earth and circulates through the roots. Energy that descends into the earth. So, if you could come down out of your thinking state and into more of a somatic experience, start to feel your body, sense the energy in it. We have a lot of kind of heady energy here tonight, and we want to lower down into the body. And it's directional right now in terms of upper and lower. But we want to be able to feel our seat, our legs, and our feet. And when we cross our legs, that's a spiritual posture, and having our feet on the ground is a spiritual posture. So one actually disconnects from the earth and sends the energy upward, and one allows the connection to the earth energy through the legs, through the pelvis, and through the lower three chakras. So instead of cutting them off with a cross-legged posture, we stay in the seated feet on the ground posture to allow the transformation of our whole energy system and the cellular structures of our body. The energy's starting to shift, it's starting to lower and ground. Let's feel the energy on the soles of the feet, right underneath the arches is a sensitive center. And feel it on the right and feel it on the left. And you may be able to notice how that energy draws downward, roots downward into the earth, and also absorbs upward the energy from the earth, aligning our physical with the energetic. And allow yourself some time and space to feel this. And you may feel some tension releasing from your body. You might feel your breath deepening without effort. We're allowing ourselves to sit into the heart of the mother. And this is a very deep feminine approach, one that results in the transformation of our entire being, our daily being, and creates new possibility for our consciousness in our daily lives. Again, let's pause the thinking and come into the feeling, into the sensing. We're not reaching upward into the light yet. We're allowing an integrated flow to rise up from the heart of the mother and bring us into an integrated flow. So softening and relaxing is the first stage. And you know you're more relaxed when the mental chatter starts to quiet down and it's not sending pulses through the body that create tension. And the body's not sending pulses that create agitation in the mind. The body and mind interact together. And it's within our ability to find a balance and harmony in the mind and body relationship. There we go. And so if you're feeling like a heavier feeling on the bottom of your torso, and you feel the calf muscles softening, and you can feel both your feet. If you think about it, most days you're not aware, unless you're in pain in your feet, of the lower part of your body, usually up in the head, and that creates a congestion of energy and a disconnect from Mother Earth. There we go. And sense the soles of your feet. Do they feel planted on the ground? Do you feel energy? See the roots? Have a direct knowing of a relationship with the microbes, mycelium, and living energy of the earth and the water and the air and the fire that is all part of the makeup of Mother Earth. And we greet Mother Earth, not mentally, but in silence, non-verbally. Maybe you can hear the language of your body, the voice of your cells, happily reunited with the greater earth that they came from. It's a returning home for your body. It's a way to renew and restore the body to be a sacred vehicle for spirit. And when we feel at home in our body, we begin to feel safe. When we feel safe, we allow transformation with less resistance. So let's keep our focus on sensing our roots and energy connecting to the earth realm. And the earth realm is the mother. We came from her womb, and both us and the earth came from the womb of the great goddess, the source of creation. And so when we align with Mother Earth is aligned with the great goddess, we return to the womb of creation and allow that to inform our generative life. We bring a generative, creative spirit back alive in our body. We shift out of the linear mindset and into a living mindset, one that is immersed in harmony, coherence, in the heart of the mother. And again, be patient. We can interrupt this process with our thoughts and our belief that we're not worthy or that we feel less than or we're comparing ourselves to other people. It's really a very different orientation from the daily orientation of the culture around us. It's more aligned with indigenous earth-based religions and traditions that allow spirit and energy and light to be the guiding factors in our life. Bring your awareness to your seat. And we're going to invite the tailbone to soften and release. And most often there is an unwinding that occurs there. Usually the tailbone is tilted to the right or the left or curled under and has some kind of distortion physically in it. And it's pulled by the fascial network, which responds to our tension. And when we don't feel safe, we're like a dog that has its tail tucked between its legs. And our tail isn't wagging happily. And so we want to invite rather than force, invite and allow that tailbone with patience to soften and release. And we begin to sense a rooting that occurs through the tailbone also into the earth. And that forms a pyramidal three-point grounding through the 2 feet and through the tailbone. And Mother Earth's energy flows into us from the opposite direction, forming a pyramid coming from the other way. So it forms a six-pointed star in the geometry of the root chakra connected to Earth. And this is something we sense somatically, intuitively. And it starts to form a solid foundation that's based on our spirit rather than attachment. And that six-pointed star is alive and pulsing. And it breathes. And through that connection with the living energies of the heart of the mother and the living energies of our being, we sink into the center of that three-dimensional star, and we allow ourselves to sit in its center. And the more we sink into it, the more it grows around us, forming an integrated connection between Mother Earth, our being, and ultimately Father Son. So this is a very dimensional connection, and it's a dimensional connection that the Earth and Sun have. It's faceted and dimensional. And as we soften into this, we'll be releasing blocks of heavy energy that have solidified in our field, in our bodies, in our consciousness, as a result of not living in harmony with the greater reality. And that's how our life is. We've been living in a paradigm for 5 to 6,000 years that has ignored and disregarded the feminine half of our being and has crystallized into a very rigid, disconnected consciousness, very dissociated. And that is starting to break up. And so, if we live in a culture that emphasizes that, we internalize that and create a lot of disturbance in our field so that we can't sense who we are. Come back down to your feet. Allow the frequency of Mother Earth to inform your being, to align your being. And that might require a letting go. Letting go of how you think spirit works, how you've known how to connect in the past, and allowing a new approach that's aligned with the new earth paradigm that we're entering into. And leaving the old paradigm behind. So, everything that we've known and been conditioned to is breaking up. And conditioning creates that hardened, heavy energy because we're not living in alignment and guided by living energies. And so we're in the beginning of the ceremonial process of releasing and breaking up these heavy solidified energies that create stagnancy and attachments, blockages in our being. So from the feminine point of view, we want to clear what shades our vision, impedes our flow, and we want to create space for the fullness of our being to be present as a sphere of living intelligence connected to the greater living intelligence. Aligned with it so that we are created in the image of the divine and become an expression of the divine in our embodied state. And when I say embodied state, again, it is not just the physical. What we've been taught to believe is the physical. The physical is not just flesh and bone. Every cell, every bone, every muscle, every ounce of fascia is alive. And so when we constrict our sense of the physical into a tight definition, because we've been told that it's just dead material, we dissociate from our source and from our true being. So we're allowing that living energy to circulate, permeate, pulse everything alive within us, so that we begin to pulse at the frequency of the solstice. And as we allow this, we attract these luminous living energies, which we've called angels, light beings, guides. They're there to help us, to help disentangle attachments, to clear energy pathways for healing, clear chakra stagnation and imbalances. And so, however you want to think of these luminous energies, you have permission to think of them as you wish. It's a station of consciousness that is part of our consciousness and also part of the greater consciousness. And it's benevolent. It's always trying to help us become more of who we are, clear away any obstructions, and support us to feel safe to reveal ourselves to ourselves. We're slowly building, slowly detaching, slowly aligning. And we do this in a gentle way. Release doesn't come from pressure. Flow doesn't come from pressure. It comes from allowing and opening. And the deeper we sink into the heart of the mother, the more our being opens to these luminous intelligences that support our clearing and alignment. So we can't even vibrate at the frequency of the solstice until we do this type of clearing and alignment. So we want to clear enough that we are able to vibrate at the frequency of the solstice and participate in it in a non-verbal but fully participatory alignment. It's very nonverbal, and our frequency needs to come into tune with the frequency of the solstice. And this is when we're in that attunement, we become the recipients of the wisdom of the greater reality. And instead of trying to fit the greater reality into a tiny little container, we expand our container to match the greater reality, but yet still in an embodied state. So that permeable spaciousness energy that's within and around you is what expands. And the more it expands, the more your body can settle into a peaceful state, and the more your consciousness aligns with the greater reality. There. There's a lot of sadness clearing right now. We clear in these stages. So, our personal sadness, humanity sadness, ancestral sadness is going through waves of clearing through us. It's like being on a vibration plate that jiggles everything loose and carries it in the stream of consciousness that flows between Mother Earth and Father Sun to be transformed and cleansed into pure light and energy. The next wave of clearing coming through is clearing anxiety and fear. And it's shaking loose the particles of anxiety and fear attached to our physical, mental, emotional bodies that prevent us from knowing the majesty of our being because we've collected it from the conditioning. It's not you. It's inevitable. You're swimming in the sea of heavy energy in our culture. We had reached a high point, an end point to the cycle of materialism. And as we enter the new earth frequencies, we will be attuned to a completely different consciousness that is more fluid, more alive, more spirit-based. We take every cycle to its completion and the completion of the materialistic cycle is now happening. And that's why there's so much chaos. We're living through the disintegration and end of one cycle and the birth of another. And the solstice energies are communicating with us, attuning us, messaging non-verbally to our being to align with the depth, not the surface. Allow the voice of your spirit to come through and not be held captive by the influences around you, but to be sourced, held, and attuned 24/7 to the heart of the mother. When we can stay deeply connected, we can stay steady during times of change, which is what we need to be able to do now. And create space for the wisdom and grace of spirit to predominate in our being. If you sense how much you suppress the expression or even the discussion of your spiritual wisdom, you can just get a glimpse of, the tip of the iceberg of what's been suppressed. So there's more breath coming into our being, more freed up breath. Allow the heavy energies to just drip off your fingertips, outgas through your whole system, through your energy field. It's very easy to think ourselves into a certain state of luminosity, but it can be dissociated from the embodied state. And so when we return to our everyday consciousness, we're still left with whatever we had before. And so this is a longer process, and we don't usually like to focus on purification. We don't like to sense the heavy energies that we've accumulated. But there's a point at which we become accountable for those heavy energies. And in our spiritual maturity, we can cleanse and purify. Our heart, our body, our being, so that our natural, like I said before, natural wisdom and light and love are able to radiate and emanate from our being. So we don't want to go into shame and blame and self-recrimination. We want to rejoice in the cleansing and clearing, the freeing up and creating space for heaven and earth to be circulating within our being, informing us and guiding us. And so with these solstice energies, there is a magnetism that actually cleanses, that draws out the heavy energies. You may be able to sense a lightness beginning to circulate or radiate within you. And that crystalline six-pointed star at the root. Or if you're sitting within it, is beginning to become brighter and brighter. And that would be the Merkaba, the totality of consciousness that we're sinking into. You can allow yourself to expand. You're not leaving your body, you are expanding the totality of your being to meet the totality of consciousness. But you can always check back and feel your feet and feel your seat and know that you're safely held in the heart of the mother. And it's kind of like watching the paper that's been crinkled up start to uncrinkle and return to a smooth, flat surface. And some of those crinkles have to do with our ancestral lineage. Both the planetary ancestral lineage and our personal ancestral lineage. And there's a residue that can be handed down through your biological and energetic lineage that collects into heavy patterns. And the energies are starting to break that up now. Freeing you and freeing your ancestors from the heavy patterns of the paradigm that we're leaving. We were taught that we honor our ancestors by honoring what they've gone through, the struggles that made them into who they are and who we are. And it's a bit of a twisted teaching. We do want to release those struggles and allow the fresh present energy to inform our being rather than struggle. So that's the next wave of solstice energy coming through to clear the patterns of struggle. The myth of the explorer fighting the elements, which is very big in the US. There's no myth that entrains us to align with the elements, to honor the elements and the living energies of nature and be carried on their stream. And so that rugged individuality, the conditioning of that is the pulse of struggle. And the competitive frequency is about struggle. And in the new term paradigm, it's about collective collaboration rather than individual striving and struggle. And so we have a wave of purification coming through the circle now to help clear the heaviness of that conditioning. And as these heavy energies begin to clear and be transformed, our frequency starts to be freed up to spin at a higher and higher, more luminous rate. And the energies spin throughout the system of the chakras, enlivening each wisdom center in a coordinated, integrated whole. And so we enter into a space of whole being, living. Which is getting closer to matching the frequency of the solstice. And more light starting to come into the circle now. And as these heavy energies break up and clear, we're able to sense more luminosity, more freedom of flow, less rigidity, more creativity. And most of it's nonverbal. We're closer to source when we allow the words to drop away and the experience of energy and frequency or direct knowing to prevail. Now, from this more subtle state, let's greet the spirit of the land where you're living and the nature spirits, because we're starting to come into a frequency of the totality of being where everything is alive and relational. We're relational in our circle. We're relational with all living consciousness. The circle is taking on more light, more fluidity, more centeredness. And we're starting to come into the ceremonial state where we enter into the ceremony, the cosmic ceremony. Again, we're not drawing greater energies into the limited energies. We're releasing the limited energies so that we can expand into the greater energies. And the solstice is a time of ceremony for Mother Earth and Father Sun. Their meeting is ceremonial. And when I invited you to bring your peak experiences forward, bring them back alive in your being. Instead of pushing them to the back regions of your awareness, we're coming closer to the frequency of the solstice. Those peak experiences, whether dramatic or little moments of presence, need to be valued. Need to circulate within us and guide us and inform us, inform our lives. If we push them to the background, we're saying to spirit, we don't value you. And that deadens our spirit, creates a wall between living guidance and our daily thoughts and wellness. And if you feel like lifting your feet up or crossing your legs, try to keep them on the ground. We need to allow these energies to flow freely through our whole meridian system, through our nervous system, to disentangle the conditioning that has attached to the physical level. And separated us from the living wisdom of our bodies. Sometimes it's just a knee-jerk reaction to cross our legs or cross one leg over another. And if we allow our feet to stay on the ground, we'll come into a deeper alignment with the living intelligence. And there seems to be a lot of pressure on the neck and throat chakra. And so if you can ground with your seat and feet again and allow the energy to open up that area, that is a narrow passage into a greater reality. And shift away from thinking how this energy can help you from your focus on yourself to a focus on the energy. It works the other way. The more we focus on the energy, the more it helps us. So now the frequency of the solstice is circulating through the central axis of the circle, beginning to take the ceremony into deeper alignment, deeper attunement. Allow yourself to be attuned beyond the conditioned self, the focus on you, and opened up to the greater reality of you.